Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig O'Pager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 4:26 and 27. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. The evaluation of a man's life is not in probing his heart, but in pondering the path of his feet. This word ponder is from the same word as the word pound. It means to weigh in the mind, to compare and adjust to a standard. Ponder is an action word always resulting in change. Pondering takes place while driving your car. You weigh your car's direction in your mind against the standard of the roadway and turn your steering wheel to conform to the standard. You must always adjust your direction to the roadway or you will end up in the ditch, for the roadway never adjusts to you. Safe driving is a set of continuous corrections or ponderings to conform to the standard. So pondering is comparing the circumstances or consequences of an event or the importance of the reasons for or against a decision and making a change to conform to the standard. Paul wrapped this up in 2 Timothy 2:15 when he wrote, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." If you desire the approval of God, compare and change your path to conform to the standard. This Proverbs father does not intend for his son to drift through life, a product of his circumstances, bouncing off one experience after another. He does not intend for the relentless drift of events to make decisions for him, and a part of this drift is never evaluating the path of his feet. In pondering, he asks, "Where does my path take me?" He deliberates and agitates his mind. He looks at the path upon which he has come and compares it to the path he sees ahead. Has the path of the past been more effective for God than the path ahead looks to be? He is to carefully get acquainted with his path. He is to ask some hard questions, not ignoring his path and simply saying that it will ever be thus, concluding that change is not possible, thereby denying the very God with whom all things are possible. Note that this father does not ask his son to examine his heart, which will deceive him. Instead, he asks him to examine the evidence of his life, his path. Is there daily devotion and repentance on the path? Can salvation, the new birth, devotion and service to God be found on the path of your life? Is your path as close to Christ as is possible? What does the future hold upon the path that you are walking? Is it simply going through the motions of life with no direction? Many go through life as a leaf blown from a tree, having direction given only by the wind, only by experiences. But God desires his sons and daughters to have direction. Jesus Christ told us that he is the way. The way is direction, and that direction is always toward God. But direction is only gained by faith in the way. Without faith, there is no direction, only drifting from one experience to another. So ponder your path. Does your path coincide with Jesus Christ? If we are his, then we are to compare our path with Christ. And upon yielding ourselves to him, our path will be adjusted to conform to him, for he makes no adjustments to conform to our path. In the habitual act of pondering, our way will be established. Since Jesus Christ makes no adjustments, we can conclude that his way is established, and therefore if our way is conformed to him, then and only then will our way be established. This son is told to stay on the path once established, never leaning to the right or to the left. The Hebrew word used for establish means to be erect, to be perpendicular. This is what is meant when he tells his son to let all thy ways be established. A carpenter does this when erecting a building. Let all thy studs be perpendicular. Measure their perpendicularity against the standard of the level. Set them perpendicular so they will stay perpendicular for the life of the building. Set them so they will not move to the left or to the right, for a column is at its strongest when it is perfectly perpendicular. Given just a small degree to the right or to the left, its strength is reduced exponentially. A carpenter desires to erect righteous walls, walls that are established. Likewise, this son is told to be perpendicular. He is to constantly ponder, continuously lining himself up with God's level, Jesus Christ the righteous. Jesus Christ is right all of the time. For any son to go with Christ is to be truly established.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.